Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
What's up out there, all the good listeners? This is Stevie G. Poetic E is not with us again tonight. She had to do her thing, I guess. But I'm here, so I'm going to hold it down. I'd like to welcome everybody that's in the chat room and on the line holding. Thanks for coming out to spend your time with us again tonight. I'm going to start the show off with a little music till I get my stuff together over here, because I really wasn't ready. But I'm ready now, so I play a little Alicia Keys for you guys.
Gonna be
That was Alicia Keys with Unthinkable. Hey, thank you guys for coming out. Welcome, Samuel Benjamin. We're glad to have you on the show tonight. The music don't want to stop. It wants to keep playing. But that's all right. We love music in here. So I'd like to get the announcements out the way right away so we can get down to the show. Okay, on Monday nights, we have Conversations with the Queen from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday nights, Here's to Your Health with Dr. D. That's from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons from 3 to 4, we have Spoken Word Billboard Mix. And from 9 to 10 p.m. on Wednesday night, we have Breaking Free with Lori Coburn. And, of course, Thursday nights is open mic with me, Stevie G, and our host, Poetic E. On Fridays, of course, we give you the night off to let you get your party on. Of course, that's what you want to do. But on Saturday, we're back at 2 to 3 p.m. with On the Way with Brother Yah. Saturday at 9 to 10 p.m. is What's Happening with Marvin Jackson. And Sunday, Life with Michelle with Nia Happy, Life Portions at 6 p.m. Well, now that we got those out the way, well, there's not too many people in the chat room tonight, so maybe I'll get my read on tonight. I'm going to start it with a poem called Do You Have Any Idea? It's a love poem. But it goes like this. Isn't it funny how we seem to expect love to just drape on us like a silk suit? Or how we chase it around character, character in hot pursuit? How we say we're in love when actually we're not, just because it feels good when we hit that right spot. Infatuation is sprouting like wildflowers in the meadow. Confusing the ignorant ones that think they know, like suburbanites in the ghetto in search of better blow. Clinging to a feeling that we felt a few times or less, not realizing our lives are about to become a hot-ass mess. What's going to happen when love really strikes that spot? How will we wipe away the web and untie the huge knot? Because real love can take you up and down. It can make your heart smile and your mind frown. Love can make you do some spontaneous things, like see how many carrots can be set in her ring. Oh my God, love can be a doozy. And on the other hand, love can be quite soothing. I don't want to scare you or make you think I'm love bashing, because in the courtship of love, I can be extremely dashing. Don't think that love comes easy, because it doesn't. Love can be like trigonometry. One moment you think it was, and then you realize it wasn't. Oh, it's a great gift that has been implanted since childhood. We're just mere humans, and sometimes love is misunderstood. But once love has attacked our minds, hearts, and soul, it embraces our entire anatomy, no matter how young or old. So beware of love and all its entities. And when in love, don't hold back your sensitivities. Let go. Let your senses increase. For love's entities are gentleness, kindness, happiness, and most of all, peace. And that is my peace. So welcome to the chat room, Mr. MMP123. Welcome back. We're going to put on a little Alvin Lloyd Horn. We got to keep our artists in rotation, as Poetic Energy would say. So we're going to play this man, Alvin Lloyd Horn, Chocolate Woman.
This poem's called Chocolate Woman. As I walked into a coffee house, I noticed they sold candies and nuts. They had every variety of sweets to chew on and suck on and lick on. A pound of this and a few pieces of that, and I rolled my lips with anticipation. Besides my coffee, I had to have something sweet to take home. I spotted those little chocolate turtles and a nice long black licorice roll and cashews, a quarter pound was on the order too. Leaning over and scanning, I pointed to those chocolate covered orange sticks, you know the ones with the jelly inside. My taste buds, my eyes playing ping pong, going back and forth, making sure I wasn't missing a thing. I saw a new candy. Little chocolate dolls. They were flat and lifeless. They looked to be full of substance, rolls of chocolate, women slightly different from each other. I ordered every kind of chocolate sweetie to go home with me. First in the bag, the well-endowed bosom body milk chocolate honey, you know, the Pam Grier type. And then I had the fitting that featured white chocolate sweetheart, the Mariah Carey flavor. I watched disappear in the bag the caramel smooth super curvy fine Sonia Latham, disappearing at loving basketball, brown sugar, sweet looking just like the sister I was too scared to ask out, but I had her now. And I was going to eat her and lick her, and then I don't discriminate. I wanted the extra thick double chocolate thigh high sweetness, you know, used to be the Star Jones type. Sister Big Bones don't break me in half. I only bought one of them. I didn't want to overdose. Next, I didn't hold back on the dark chocolate apple bottom Janet Jackson baby got butter back. I can handle that. And since I got big lips, all the better to devour, I ordered the mocha ultra full sweet chocolate doll. The chocolate cone make me want to holler when I think about all the sweet juices. Okay. I ordered two of those. I ordered the cocoa toad long leg Tina Turner walk on my back, dripping her juices out on top of me. My bag was full with all the taste of the chocolate woman. Some had fruits inside, some were cream filled, and some were just plain solid chocolate. I didn't order any with nuts. Greedy as I might have been, I ordered a triple
That was Alvin Lloyd Horn. I think we got a little bad connection on that one. But anyway, that brother be bringing it. It's just not one of his better ones because of the sound, I believe. But anyway, the show got to go on. I'm going to put some old school music on because I got a request. And I'm going to pull up something and put it on now. How about a little Al Green, y'all? That sound all right? I like a little Al Green. Break up. That was Al Green, y'all. You can't get no better than Al Green, I'm telling you. Listen, the number to dial in is 917-932-8881. And if you want to get on the air live and spit, hit option one. Don't be afraid to hit option one, please. Okay? Even if you tell a joke, that's fine with us. It is open mic. That means open for anything. If you want to get on here and pass gas, that's on you. That's your embarrassment, not mine. But anyway, I gotta shoot this commercial out to y'all because Poetic Energy told me I gotta play the commercial. Don't forget the commercial, so I'm not gonna forget. Here it goes.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet-walking, elegant award show, September 29th, to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe, in the elegant facility of the Village Theater, in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation, Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon, Zach One, soul singer, Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist, Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castillo, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today. Coming live, a show stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September.
Anyway, that was a spoken Billboard word commercial, so spoken word Billboard commercial, sorry. I'm going to read something because actually nobody's hitting anything online, and you guys seem to be holding the chat room down pretty good. Thank you. That gives me less to do so I can read a poem to you. I'm going to read a poem called What's on Your Mind. I'm writing today because passion is pushing my fingertips to motion. I really feel wonderful about my display of words because writing captures the inner me and toys with my most sensitive emotions. That's why I'm able to convey despair and sadness, and at night, joy and gladness, and weather storms in multitude, and take on brand new attitude. Capture thoughts by blueprinting a defined storyline, awakening your day with sunshine divine. I can also sing a song and compose the lyrics. That's why I'm singing this song to you. Can you hear it? I'm just riding away because it makes my day kind of like a kid in a candy store or in a park at play. On paper, temperaments can flare and I can spark a short fuse. And I can also determine who will win or who will lose. I'm enjoying my day and I brought you along for the ride. Oh, did I forget to mention I can ink it, truth or lies? I can discourage or mesmerize. I can dream and fantasize. I can live or die. I can make it tart as lemon or as sweet as pie. I control and maneuver all of this, first through my creative mind, then through my arteries, down through my fingertips. Sometimes through my lips, motivating her, swerving hips. But most of all, these writings are gratifying to my soul. And every keystroke comes to life and bold. I'm happy now as I come to a closure. I write for the love and not for the exposure. But I will expose among the creative minds, without thought in mind, that it's just our time. And that's my piece. Okay, Blog Talk Radio. We got callers out there. I wish you guys would chime in and hit option one and get online and say boo. I don't care. But we got to play some music. So we're going to get to our music because I'm a music lover. I like to play my music. So, and I got some fans out there that like the old school, so I'm going to do the old school thing. If you bear with me for a second, I'm going to pull up some Delphonics. I'm looking. I can't find my Delphonics. Oh, here they are. How about Break Your Promise? With Are You Gonna Break Your Promise? One thing I do like about old school music, it ain't long and drawn out. You know, the songs were short and sweet. But anyway, back to this show. The line to call in is 917-932-8881. To chime into the line, hit option 1. That includes 803, 501, and 313. Y'all can hit option 1 if you like to talk online, if you like to spill your guts online. Get your thing on. Come on now. Don't get nervous. I know that 501 number is very familiar, but I'll leave that on me. Anyway, I'm going to put on one of the artists that we have in rotation here, Israel. I don't know what this is, but I'm going to click it. It's in the play. So here it is, Israel and She Aligns.
Chaka. So I was sitting thinking about you, and I came to the conclusion that life without you is like spring with no flowers that bloom. This is me being the elephant in the room, doing something new to show you my love. I care about the little things about you, like the way you laugh when I'm being silly, knowing well every joke ain't funny, baby. You compliment me from your toes, your hips, even to your chap lips and ashy elbows. I'm just playing, just wanted to make you smile. So that's what aligns. the planets and stars. Not trying to seem corny or lame, but I feel it's time to make love to your brain. Show you I care to listen to your tears. I want the image of me to stay in between the space of your ears. And no, I'm not perfect. Yes, I've made many mistakes, but I'll better me, cause you're worth it. And we can do this. It's ordained by the heavens. So here's my apology, my plea, and my decree. My baby, you were created unique, just for me. So maybe, maybe I can make it up to you tonight. In the words of Navi, I got
chocolate covered orgasms. Baby, when you smile, you align the planets, illuminate the stars, organize the universe. Your eyes have a special relationship with the sun, because every time you would open them, the sun would rise just to get into your line of sight. So your future looks bright. Your skin, the color of majestic mahogany at midnight. Baby, you carry the ancient aura of Isis. Your style, your walk, your intellect, priceless. The symmetry of your body resembles the symbol of infinity. But your curves, baby, are never ending. You have the power to hover over melanated manhood and resurrect dismembered erections. The inspiration in me came alive the first moment I heard you speak. For I never knew that beauty had a voice, and without a choice, I began to learn to yearn your language, because your poetry, baby, your poetry was layered in matriarchal wisdom, coded with verbal hieroglyphics, dating up to the moment I became your verbal audio archaeologist. Baby, I was digging you, a melanated, carbon-dated goddess. I was really digging you, baby. You are a verbal Reiki master. Healing is in your words. You see, I saw the light in your eyes that led me to the windows of your soul. And I saw where time was being manufactured in your womb. Your womb serves as a gateway for any man that wants to be born again. Before time began, it was you who gave birth to fire, raised it as your son. And when you were done, you smiled and realigned the planets with chocolate-covered orgasm.
That was Israel, She Aligns. We got to put our artists in rotation. I hear that every week. You guys hear it every week. So I got to make sure I live up to that. Well, I can't find a soul that wants to get online tonight and spit. I don't know why. We got, I guess, a bunch of people with nervous conditions. I don't know. But anyway, I guess I have to read something again. And I wrote a poem not too long ago, a couple of years ago, called There She Goes Again. And that's the title of this poem. There she goes again, bringing up that same old shit, and then wanting me to caress her body that night after that long, drawn-out fight. There she goes again, creeping up on me in bed, her leg wrapping around my leg, expecting me to forget the earlier shit. But the leg feels good, so I hit it. There she goes again, getting on top of me and looking in my eyes, saying, Daddy, you like the way I ride? When done, I'm satisfied, and so is she. Then she looks at me and says, I gotta pee. There she goes again, screaming because I left the seat up, because her ass got all wet up. I laugh when I hear the splash while she's screaming like she has whiplash. There she goes again, mad at me once more, screaming and slamming doors, angry and won't speak to me. So I put my arms around her gently, but she shrugs me off a tad. I don't really think she's mad. There she goes again, asking me to put my arms back. But instead, I kiss the small of her back, and she turns and looks at me and says, I love you, baby. There she goes again, cold as ice, then hot as fire. There she goes again, being my heart's desire. There I go again, loving her, because there she goes again. And that's my piece. I guess I'm going to have to put some more music on, because nobody wants to get on the mic and rock the mic. So guess what? Music it is. And I'm going to play a little Donnie Hathaway and Roberta Flack, The Closer I Get to You. Donnie Hathaway and Roberta Flack, The Closer I Get to You. Now, that's a classic. That really is a classic. We do have a caller on the line. 313. Are you on the air? 313. Are you there, 313?
Yes, this is Floyd X in Motion, Smith.
What's up, Poetic X in Motion?
Hey, Michigan, how you doing?
Finest. What's going on? What you going to do for us tonight?
I'm going to read this piece, When Words Cut Deep.
What's it called?
Too Many Words. Huh? I'm sorry.
What's it called?
When Words Cut Deep.
Okay, go ahead. Do your thing.
All right. Too many words, they cut so deep when you speak, as if a bullet from a gun, blood is shed. Too many emotional wounds, yet the same scars reopen again, only to ignite a fight, and later we forget why. Where is the love that we once knew? Where is the love that brought me to you? How can we get back to what we used to have? How can we fall back in love again? Too many memories of a broken heart. No bandage strong enough to mend the pieces that is once scattered apart. Too many disappointments to name while still they remain, and they discredit you with shame. But now, no longer accepting ill fate. I'm putting in the back seat all those past mistakes, no longer allowing words to cut right through me, but getting back to that protective covering from the one who is the greatest in all things, the only one who really knew me. So goodbye to pain, shame, and misery. You've been evicted from my residency. No longer will I be held down, nor allow my space to be invaded by such calamity. I'm breathing better and moving forward, finally free at last. You can keep your indignant words that once cut me deep, but my wounds are healed by the Lord's love and sovereignty. His words to me soothes my soul and embrace me, encourage me not to let go, because I am His, and that's my peace.
All right, I'm going to clap you up my way. Because we only got about 10 people in the chat room, if that. And when Michelle claps them up, it sounds like it's a whole auditorium full, like a giant stadium at the Super Bowl. But you did your thing, baby. Thanks for always coming out and blessing the mic. We always love to have you come in. Thank you again. If you find another one, come on back. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. That was Poetic X in Motion, doing her thing. I guess I'm going to get back to some music, because I got music lovers in the audience. Music lovers is in the audience. If you like old school, you came to the right place. How about a little Dramatics in the Rain?
Thank you.
was the dramatics in the rain. We have some kind of debate going on in the chat room. I tell you, Soft Kisses has a lovely voice, but she's spooked. I'm convinced. But I know she has a lovely voice because I heard her sing before. So, Soft Kisses, come on, sing. Get on the mic and sing. Everybody's hitting you up in the chat room, sing. You can't tell me that you lost your lyrics to your song because there's plenty of songs that you know, so you don't need paper. If I sing one, you'll sing one, right? Type it in the chat room for me. Please. I think she's scared. But that's okay. I have to make some music up in here. I'll do one of my original pieces. It's called I Think I Like You. And I'm looking for the music because it takes me a minute because I'm slow. I think I like you. Yes, I do. I think I like you. Hey, you, please listen. You don't know me. My name is Stevie. I'd like to get to know you. What you drinking? Remy on the rocks for me. And for the lady, a white wine, please. Tell me, what's your pleasure? Would you like to be Stevie's treasure? You're quite delectable, impressible. You look surprised, I see. Trust me, you'll get used to me. I think I like you. I think I do. I want to get into something sexy with you. I think I like you. Lord knows I do. I want to get into something romantic with you. Tell me, what's up tonight? Are you looking for love? Can I be your Mr. Right? I'm available, but a brother needs to know how you're feeling about me. Your expectations, please look through my eyes to see my soul. Don't take too long, time flies and takes its toll. I'm real easy, baby. No lies, no games. It is what it is with me. No ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. I think I like you. I think I do. I want to get into something freaky with you. I think I like you. Lord knows I do. I want to get into something with you. And that's my piece. Well, back to the show. I know, excuse me, did I hear you say, I'll sing next time? You put me on the spot. That was cold. I thought you was going to sing. Thank you, guys. Let me find some music to play now, because it seems like poetry is out tonight, unless Poetic X wants to come back and read another poem. And that's on her, because she can sure read it for me. How about a little Wildflower by New Birth?
She's faced the hardest time you could imagine. Many times her eyes fall back to tears, Lord, Lord. And when her useful world was about to fall in, each time a slender shoulder felt the weight of all the fears, and a sigh of no one cared. I would sit there from the garden to be mine.
New Birth with Wildflower. Man, I love that song back in the day. Ooh, I remember them 25-cent parties down in the basement. Lord, let me stop. Anyway, I'm going to read another poem to you guys. I got a few. I wish our friend Soft Kisses would have got on here and sang, but I was hoodwinked by her. So, you know, she ain't going to bring it. I could tell she's sponging up on me. But anyway, I got a poem I'm going to read. It's called Sensitivity. It's a short poem, and I hope you enjoy it. Does it bother you, the things I do, watching your sensitive side crash through? I love you, babe, but I wreck your last nerve. But in reality, it's that little voice you heard that circulates your emotions around. It moves your sensitivity buttons up and down. I hear you crying and I ask you why. It seems you want me to change my lifestyle. So I see I have to man up to weather your storm when your massive emotions take their form. But it's okay, for you I will. My sensitive side for you can feel your huge heart as it starts to cry. Then you look at me with those teary eyes. I search to find my softer side, but it's high on the shelf right next to my pride. So I swallow and succumb to your heart's desire, and my softer side you acknowledge and admire. Sensitivity is your inner you, and I love you no matter how your sensitivity shines through. And that's my piece. And I can't get no readers on here tonight. So I guess reading and music, we'll alternate them. Let me see what I can come up with. Oh, Lord. How about a little... whispers to end the night with? I think that'll work. Some whispers. This is going to take us out of here, y'all. You know it's been a pleasure having you guys come stop through. MMP, Poetic X in Motion, Tracy Bradley, White It Out, and Soft Kisses. Thank you. Now. That was the Whispers taking y'all out. I really enjoyed you guys in the chat room tonight. Thanks once again, MMP123, Poetic X in Motion, Smith, Tracy Bradley, White It Out, Soft Kisses. You guys kept the chat room hopping and popping tonight. Love you, man. Talk to you next week.